Channel 2 right in beginning of the visit with Shirley. She came over to pay for those five bulls, and it was Wednesday, I think it was. Wednesday or Thursday, the 20th or 21st of September, 72. Channel 2 right in beginning of the visit with Shirley, a little quick visit that lasted half an hour. With Shirley, this Wednesday or Thursday, the 20th or 21st of September, 72. She came over to pay me for the bill. Channel 2 right, beginning visit with Shirley, this Wednesday or Thursday, 21st September, 72.
Coming or going.
Well, you had a big day, too.
Oh, I'll see. I had a very good day, though. I found out my eyesight's not failing me.
You got more than you thought you had.
Yeah. I got better eye vision than I thought I had. I thought my eyes were going.
Yeah.
And I went over for an eye examination. And found out my eyes are all right.
Well, that's what, so. That's
right.
Beautiful news.
But we don't know what the problem is. I keep everything I can see in the distance is just foggy images. I can't make anything out in the distance. So that wasn't bothering me too bad.
With
then.
Inflation.
And I started getting dizzy and getting these blackouts. You know, I wouldn't pass up, but I get these blackouts. So I went over to see if it was my eyes, and they said, no, it wasn't my eyes. And
so you
here's your present here.
You
for my present.
You got to look for something else now.
And here's the papers on your cash. Yeah, we got to go back to Dr. Bowles. And Dr. Bowles has got to run down the sugar diabetes thing. And he thinks this is causing my eyes to go. It's the type of diabetic that causes blindness. So,
never
we got
heard
that.
Of that.
We got, it causes a blindness, and he said that it's not very, it's very common, because there's quite a few people that have it, and there was one man that just went in there, had me scared to death. He said that he'd been in there every 2 weeks for the last 2 years, and he was almost blind when he started coming to this doctor, and come to find out, he's restored 80% of his vision. But he has to weigh out every little thing that he eats. He has to write down everything. He has to count up the calories at the end of the day, make sure he doesn't exceed 800 calories a day. And he's got to stay on that strict diet in order to see. In other words, if he didn't, he'd go blind. And he has to have insulin. He has to have another type of pill. And he has to have these treatments that the doctor gives him. It's, I don't know, with some kind of a machine they use on his eyes. And it's a rare type of machine. It's something new that they've added to the optometric business. So, yeah, there he's doing pretty well, and he's only about 45 years old, the fellow I was talking to. So evidently, I got something to worry about. But
golly, if you can control it,
I want to go back. I don't see why it should be acting up, other than that the fact that I've been in the hay. Working in the hay, and I have a little bit of an allergy to my eyes. I told Burns, thank God, I said, what in the world are we going to do if I'm allergic to hay?
Wouldn't that
be right?
That would kill me.
That's your main crop.
The first thing that doctor asked me, he says, you working in any, he said, do you have any dog fennels or oak trees right near your house?
And you
or?
Feel that is not much, but it's
That's fine. I'm not warm. I've been in that air-conditioned cold car, and it was quite cold when I got out.
Uh-huh.
he said, do you have any dog fennels or oak trees or china berry trees around your house? I said, I've got dog fennels and I got oak tree. And he said, do you have any hay around your house? I said, I got dog fennels, oak trees, china berry trees, and hay around the house. He says, and you wonder if you're allergic to anything. And I said, no, I'm not wondering. I said, I'm just wondering what's happening to my eyesight. And I want to check out the possibility of it being my eyes. I've never had an eye examination in my life.
Why should I?
And I have perfect vision. Except for this other thing that's bothering me.
Well, now,
and it comes and it goes.
What symptoms are they?
Well, first, everything looks like, you know how you, when you wash your face and you've got water in your eyes and you have to blink to get the water? Well, this is the way it looks.
Yeah.
Like everything's underwater. And then it fades right out. And all I can see is just something moving, but I can't make out what it is.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's only as far away as you're sitting. But most of the time it's off in the distance, maybe from here to where the cattle were at the fence there a while ago.
Right, just all temporary.
Yeah, well, when I can't identify the cows in the field from the fence, I know there's something wrong.
Yeah.
But,
how long does it last?
Well, it may last for hours, and then again it might last for 20 minutes. But the headaches is what's so terrifying. The headaches always come either on the left of the right side or the left side of the head. It's never straight across. You know, it's always one side of the head or the other.
Oh.
So, and there's always pain in the back of the neck. So I don't know.
Let me see if
I
probably get
I don't
a
know what it is. Honey, I've got to run. We've got a Weblo meeting, Cub Scout. I just came back from the Cub Scout meeting. Went to the doctor, and then went to Hawthorne to pick up Tommy and brought him home after he wasn't supposed to go this afternoon because I had too much running around to do. And his daddy told him not to go. I told him to go, but then I forgot to tell him not to go. So they came to pick him up, and he went anyhow. Or rather, he went, he told me, he says, I don't know what to do. Mommy said yes, daddy said no, so he got in the car and went with him. So I had to go all the way back over to Hawthorne and pick him up. When I got home, he wasn't there, so I had to go to Hawthorne and get him. And now I got to rush home and feed them supper because Berman's got to take the two boys over. One's got to go to the Boy Scouts, and the other one, Berman, is the leader of the Weblo. See, and he's got another meeting tonight at 7:30. So, if anything else happens tonight, I'll scream.
Well,
I'm
going to
take a bath.
You were going to tell me about those little boys.
They're darling. That Patrick is so sweet. He is so. I could just take him in the house with me.
Well, I thought that he needed to take him.
Oh, he is terrific. I tell you, he's a darling. John
said,
is pleased.
You said I did something with him, and they had been following you around and all.
No, I was trying to push them around, you know. I was trying to get them to go.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't go that way. So I tried to get them to follow, you know, the bucket. Well, a couple of them had followed, and then couple of them go the other direction, and then the others notice these two weren't going the same direction, so they turn around and follow the other bull. And this would happen, and I couldn't get them to go through that big metal gate there, you know. I tried every trick in the trade I knew to get those bulls to go through that gate, and they wouldn't do it, so I had to take them around about way, give them a tour through the barn, and through the lot, and then through the barn, and out another small gate, and they went. They just followed me right along. But as long as they had something new to look at, they were all right. But they won't go through the same gate twice. I've got to take them by way another route next time. I never saw anything like it. They won't go through that big metal gate. You know how big that metal gate is. They won't go through that for nothing, but they'll go through that little tiny gate going into the barn there. They'll go that way one time, but the next time I've got to take them all the way around.
Oh, surely.
I got to teach them.
They'd settled down when I was over there last.
They're doing pretty good. They were bawling this morning when I left. I think it's the mornings, early mornings are the worst for them.
Well, they're hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know how they feel without their liquid diet. They just don't want that old solid food.
They want their mothers.
There ought to be something to sort of wean them off on.
Yeah.
Time on
there ought to be some kind of a baby food mash or something.
Yeah. Shirley, I'm going to tell you now. Your, that fluffer is making a lot of difference, isn't it?
Yeah, he can put up hay in about half the time that he was doing it before. That's what he's doing right now. He was fluffing the hay that he cut down yesterday, and he'll put it up tomorrow.
Yeah.
And when he gets through fluffing, he'll hook up to the mowing machine, go down and cut some more. He'll fluff that tomorrow and put it up again the next day.
Yeah. And it'll be better hay, because you don't have some that's too cured and some not enough cured.
And you don't have all that dust in the hay either, so just cured. Oh, it is. It smells so good.
Yeah.
I'm tempted to put it in a bowl and put some sugar and milk on it.
Oh, yes. I was just hoping, wishing I had some,
well, now look, check your check here. Make sure this is right here, because those are the weight tickets on the first five. Well, that's all I could. That's the money for the first five, and we still owe you for the two small ones if
well,
we keep them.
Yeah, if we keep them.
But
you're gonna have to.
I'm gonna have to do some work to sell these.
I would already discard the one I told you.
The smallest one.
Yeah.
Small one.
Now, I didn't put him in. Johnny, I don't know whether anybody put him in or not.
He just went with the bus.
Yeah.
And here's the ticket on the last two, Faye, so that would be the balance on the two if we buy them from you.
Well, now.
And I brought these over, too. You'll have to sign these cards for me,
all right, the registration.
Now, I made out seven because I don't know, but only five of these are the first five, you know, that the check is for. The ones that I'm going to send in. I didn't make it, but I made it out on the other two because I don't know what your pet names are for the last three. How you identify them.
I put the name down there at the bottom.
Yeah, well, that's what I did. I put Patrick. That's Patrick's there.
Yeah, he's the big one.
Yeah. Now, the other one that looks like Patrick that has the white on the back of his neck, what's his name?
I don't have any names for him.
Well, you call him a... Look on your paper there and see what you wrote down for him.
I just called him the big bull, the other
the
big
bull. Big red one?
Yeah.
Big red?
Red.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then there's one that doesn't have any white on the back of his neck.
Where do you sign this, Shirley?
Pat, pardon?
Where do you sign
right here. Right here. I've already put your name and your address, rather, and you just put your name there. All you got to put is
G.S. Guy. I don't know what it's got.
G.S.
How is it on those certificates?
I didn't look, but I think it's Guy S. Miles.
It could be Miles Everson Ranch. Wait a minute. Guy S. Miles. One of them is.
Good.
Yeah,
it's
okay. Oh. Well, I heard
they
were really bringing good prices at the market.
Yeah.
Now, I made out seven, but now two of these I won't send in because I just haven't been able to die. Now, Pet is the one without the red and the white on the back of his neck.
That's Pet.
Yeah.
And the other one, Big Red, is the one that looks like Patrick.
Yeah, that's Big Red.
Okay, and Cappus, I know him.
Yeah.
Oh, I would like to see
him. He's going to be the clown.
Oh, he is.
He's my little eight ball. He wants to go everywhere and let them follow.
Yes.
Shirley, let me tell you. You know, I handled bulls for 3 or 4 years until they just about killed me.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you see, you've got them boys over there, and they can take some of that punishment off. See, if they get out, you can send them to get them.
Yeah.
Well, if they got out, I had to go get them.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, they're all right while they're in good behavior.
Well, they're doing pretty good. They don't seem to want to bust out or anything like that. They stay right there together.
I'd rather raise them than heifers.
Oh, not me.
I've had to do the heifers just.
But the
bulls
are so cute.
They
got more personality.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I love work. Well, I guess the reason why I like the heifers is because I won't sell the heifers. I won't keep the heifers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I can afford to fall in love with them because
I can
keep them a while longer.
Oh, sure. You didn't put the sticker down over here, Shirley.
Oh, I didn't. I made out such a hell. Let me borrow your pen just a second.
Yes, but I prefer those bulls. They are.
968, right?
I'm telling you, those bulls, they just, gee willikins.
There you go.
Now, you
want to
keep the ticket on the other two, or you what?
Well, on the one, so I'll know how much
so
I owe you.
That's the last two.
Yeah. Now, let me find out first which one is Rooster before I forget
it. He's the you know, the gold one?
The smallest gold one of the bunch?
No.
The biggest one?
No.
The one that you were talking about.
He's the other one that came with the gold one. He's touches. He's like a rooster.
Uh-huh.
Cocky.
Yeah, the last two gold. There was one gold.
That pretty red one, the pretty gold colored one.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
He's the pretty one.
Okay.
He's my favorite.
Yeah.
Now, I know which one Patrick is, and I know which one Cassis and the big one,
big red.
Pat and Rooster.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
now these two.
And call the Goldie one, just Goldie.
These two, I have no idea which one's which. There's a dark one, and then that little one with the rough colored coat.
Yeah.
Which one is that now?
I know.
Flora R. Domino was his mother. He's got
Flora
Domino.
I didn't have a name for him.
Or
I called him Nicole.
Let's see if I can figure it out from the paper here. You had something written, but I couldn't read the right.
Yes, I couldn't either. I ain't got called.
You ought to see mine.
He's the next to last.
This one here, which one is it? You got it down there in the corner.
That's Nicole.
That's the one that we don't.
Yeah.
And the other one is the dark one.
The other one, that's the rooster.
Oh, that's Rooster, I know him. This one here. What's that say there?
That's a gold one.
Oh, dear. He's the gold one. Now, which one is,
But you have two sort of light ones.
Yeah, well, one of them is the coal.
Yeah.
I don't
have
a pay. Oh. It's your health that gets me all fucked
up. Now, let me see. Red. Well, Rooster, I thought he was a gold-colored one.
No.
Which one's Rooster?
Rooster is the other one that came with the gold-colored one.
The dark-colored. He's real dark.
Yeah.
Okay, now I know him. I think I know him.
Yeah. He's a rooster, too. He was with me. I never could touch him.
He's dark.
He's one Berman said Shirley would like better than the one she had.
Yeah. That's right. Yes, sir.
This one was the dark one, right? Is that the dark one there?
That's the gold one.
The gold one.
The rooster is the dark one. The rooster, that's the dark one.
Mm-hmm. Good, I got it now. Coal, and this one is the gold. Okay, now I got it. So, well then I give you back the two smallest ones. You want to keep them, or you want me to keep them and just wait and see what we do with them?
I tell you what, you better keep them than I am.
All right.
Well,
I'll just hold on to them. I won't send those two in until we know definitely what we're going to do with them.
No, you got a little leeway.
So, because they're small. And they've changed the dates on the registration of these since September the 1st, since this month, the 1st. It's 450 up to 9 months of age. Everything is 450 up to 9 months.
Oh, that's where it ought to be.
Yeah, it gives you time to know what the calves
that's
are going to turn out.
That's perfect screwball, getting them in 6 months.
Yeah.
But you don't know what you're going to keep.
You can't, you can't make it out. I mean, you can't make out the...
Well, that's more like you mean. Now, I've got the birthdays, but you don't need all that. It don't
Well, I do on Patrick, if you've got that. I mean, sometime when you come over. We don't need it right now. Because, see, for 40...
Well, he's February.
February?
Yeah.
That's good enough. That's good enough. So.
He's gone gold if you're February gold.
And that, yeah, evidently. Yeah. February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September. Good Lord, he's only 7 months old.
He's not 7 months. This is his middle of.
Good Lord.
So you see what a boy he is. And those others too. And Cappus is just about 4 months.
Now that other red bull is going to grow too.
That one that looks like Patrick.
Yeah.
What's his name? Big Red?
Mm-hmm.
Big Red?
That's what I just called him.
Yeah. That's probably what I'll go on call. I still call that one pet that you named that heifer, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes I can't identify those two, you know, but Patrick is a little darker than that big red
No, you can't.
Tell
I can't either.
I can't tell them apart.
The only way you do it, just reach your hand out.
Yeah, so they can't move.
Stays, it's Patrick.
Yeah.
Patrick never has run off.
Well, is that big red one, is he about 7 months old also? February 10th?
I'd have to look that up.
Hello.
I think if anything, he's a come in.
Well, for goodness sake.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good. How are you
good
today?
To see you.
This is your day for company. Well, listen, I'm going to have to run, though, and I hate
Shirley,
to go
let
now.
Me see. Now, I'll
got
go
here
go.
Now.
Let me tell you, I know how we'll have a picnic. We'll just drop in some afternoon and find somebody there, and I'll say, Shirley, let's go out and have a little picnic.
Right.
And that's the way we'll do it.
That's right.
Now, this planning just don't get us anywhere, does it?
No, we can't do it on
We can't do it in hay season. I can't do anything in hay season.
Yeah.
I'm lucky if
now,
I can get everybody fed.
How many more days have you got in that one field?
I think in 2 weeks we'll wind the whole business
two
up.
Weeks
if we don't, we're gonna,
you don't, you mean
be
the
done
clover.
Before then. Oh, no, I don't mean the clover. I mean the other part. So,
oh, gee whiz, you're going to have so much hay, you won't know where to stack it.
He said in 1 week, but the rate we're going with all these meetings we got to attend to in the next few days.
Well, you better get that hay and let them meeting go.
Yeah, that's what I told him, but we can't disappoint these boys. See, they've got these packed meets and...
Well, you just let them boys go.
We can't disappoint a whole crew of kids.
Oh, God almighty, what if it starts raining?
Well, he's already turned down a hiking trip through the woods and a swimming party and all that.
Why,
he's turned that all down. We've got to have a few. You know?
Most people, you see, they would just drop everything and get put up a leg.
Yeah, well, he's doing pretty good. I don't want him to work any harder anyhow. He's putting up about 150 bales a day.
Some days.
Every day.
He didn't put up any yesterday.
No, yes, it was the first day. Beg your pardon. That was the first day we missed in about 2 weeks.
Yes, and that was at a time when you wasn't doing so.
But he cut down a bunch of it yesterday. He cut from the time he came in until about 10 o'clock last night.
Now, Marvin and Miss Gutter's finished.
They are.
They don't have any more to cut.
Didn't they lose a big bunch though during the rainy season?
I don't know.
They lost quite a bit. Yeah, they lost quite a bit.
Yeah.
During that rainy spell they had.
Miss Mary must have been really upset that morning when she called you. When that cow got in the man's garden.
Yeah. She was going to sell everything she had, including Marvin, if he'd go.
Yeah. And the way it turned out, but the cow had got out on the, did you tell me or did she tell me?
Oh.
Had
no,
got out
got
on the other side of the woods and was walking around and had merely walked through that garden.
Well, yes, and he was trying to find the hole to get back in, with the rest of the cows. The cow didn't eat. There was only a patch of turnip greens there from my fingertips to my elbow.
Yeah.
That's the row of turnip greens there was there, and she offered Mrs. Guthrie a mess out of it. out of the garden. I thought I'd die when she told me. She said, I hate to refuse a woman, but she said there wasn't enough there to make me a meal.
Now, let's fill up a cow.
Oh, Lordy.
Do you know those people? Marvin said, or she said, that Marvin fixed a fence or something there for him, and he went in, while Marvin was working, he went in and sat on the air conditioner. Hamilton.
Mm-hmm. That's typical of Hamilton.
I don't know him.
Oh, well, you're much better off not knowing him.
Shirley, doesn't Clarinell ever show up?
I haven't seen or heard her tell of that woman since she left.
You know, I only saw her once, and I took a liking to her. She's quiet and has a little brown.
Well, I wouldn't stand for that.
Well, the thing about it is I did, too.
I'm joking. No, I don't know where she went to. I haven't heard nothing from her, nothing about her, or Marlo.
He
I don't know where
he's
at. Last I heard, he was going to jail for tax evasion.
Huh?
On purpose?
I don't know. I don't know. Pretty 3 square meals a day and a roof over his head. He may go. He may go to jail just for that.
And then when he gets out, he'll fish tomorrow.
Yeah. I would like to find him. I'd like him to get some gators out of that hole there. Out of that water pond there in the middle of the field.
You think he could?
Berman's going to be turning those cows over in that field pretty soon, and I'd love to get those gators out of there.
Yeah.
Oh, in that little pond?
Oh, yes. I call the freshwater and game commissioner.
Yeah.
And I talked to two of the fellows. One of them was Dan Cruz, and I think he's a bird I was talking to. But anyhow, I told him to come out there. I told you didn't know about the gators in the hole. And I told him, I said, you come out here and move my gators for me. He says, well, how many have you got? I said, well, I think there's one in there about 8-9 feet long, and there's another one in there about 5 feet long, and a bunch of little ones. And I said, I want to get them out of there. I've got five kids that go down to the fishing hole to fish. The gators are in there eating up the fish. And I said, I don't want them to eat my children. I don't want them to eat my baby calves. I want to get them out of there.
Yeah.
Oh, he said, they're not going to bother your children. They're not going to bother your calves. They won't eat your fish. I said, will you tell me what a gator will eat? And he said, they'll eat your turtles and your snails and everything like this down at the bottom. Oh, boy. I bet he came from New York City. I could have wrung that guy's neck. But anyhow, it wasn't 2 days later, it came out on the radio and the newspaper about them attacking those two small kids. And then a few days later, another little Cub Scout, 6 years, 8-year-old Cub Scout like Tommy, was down around gathering minnows from the edge of his pond in the middle of their field. And the gator got a hold of that kid. And remember the kid called the gator, what was it, Big Jaws? He named him. He won't call it a gator. He won't say that word now because he was so petrified, but he was in the hospital with stitches and teeth marks, you know, on his legs. And, oh, he's in bad shape there for a long time. But the newspaper man asked him, what do you think about that alligator? And his mother said, well, he won't say alligator. He won't say that word. And so when the kid was describing what had happened to him and how he felt about it, he called this alligator Big Jaws. That's how he remarks to the incident now. He calls this thing Big Jaws because that's all he can remember is the Big Jaws coming down on his leg.
Yeah.
And they drug that kid out into the pond. The gator was taken off with the boy.
Oh, really?
And the little boy that was with him ran to get help. And there's some construction workers right near the hole, and they happened to see what was going on. And they got over there quick and shot the gator and got the boy.
Well, I would know.
This is how they saved him. And I called Cruz up. No, Cruz called me back. And he said, this was just before the 6th grade.
They're not hurting the same.
Boys!
They swing on that.
It was just before this 6-year-old boy got bitten. Had gotten bit by the gator. And he called me up and he said, Ms. Dottie said, I want to know how you're doing with your fence. He told me if I put a hog wire fence all around our property so the gators couldn't get in, he'd come out there and move the gators.
Yeah.
Well, it'd cost thousands of dollars to put a hog wire fence all up around that property.
Yeah.
Especially the back road back there.
Yeah.
So I told him, I said, it is under fence. And he said, a hog wire fence? And it's got to be way down in the ground so they can't dig under it. I said, do you have any idea how much that would cost us to put a hog wire fence up around this place? He said, well, ma'am, that's the only way I can do it. He said, I can't come out there and move your gators because they come right back under the fence again. And I said, well, we've been here for 10 years, and this is the first time we've had gators in the hole. He said, yes, I know that. He said, we're swamped with gators. He said, there's gators in every hole here in Florida right now.
Really?
He said, they're just overcoming their population is expanding. So he said, you put your fence up and we'll come out there and get it. So when he called me back, he said, Miss Dottie, he said, I want to know how you're doing on your fence. And he said, if you've got it all up, he said, I'll come out there and move the gators. 1 week later now, he thought I was going to go out there by myself, I guess, and put that fence up all around that property. And I said, no, I said, I haven't bothered to put any fence in. Berman hasn't put any fence. He said, you're not going to put in a fence? I said, no, there's no need to. And he says, what about the gators out there? And I said, well, you know, it's a funny thing, but they've all disappeared. And I think I got him worried sick. He thinks I went out there and shot them all, see?
Oh.
So I've been expecting him to come out there and inspect my water hole. So he's worried sick because he thinks I shot those alligators. But I got news for him. I'm going to shoot those alligators.
And you never had that before?
No, never have we had an alligator in that hole before. We had nice bass in there. The kids would go down there and catch some bass every now and then. And spend the whole day trying to catch little shiners this long, you know.
Sure.
Shirley, if you didn't have your house up there where you are, and you would like me, I'd say I'd get a little trailer and come over there and camp somewhere on the place. Where would you go? Where would be your choice?
To put a trailer?
Uh-huh.
Just far back in the sticks as I could go.
Down there towards Alligator?
Yes.
Over towards Billy Hughes?
Way, way down in the back in there somewhere where there's no electricity, no television, no lights, no telephone. That's where I camp.
Over there,
that's
back
of
the old house. What house did we call that? Miss Mary called that. Don't you know where the foundation is now, those big rocks? Well, anyhow.
What was his name?
But she knew him, you know. Uncle somebody. She knew him.
I can't remember. I've heard it a million times, but I can't remember that guy's name. Listen to that.
Sure,
I gotta get back.
Why can't you slip off every now and then? You worse than I am.
I know what.
Who is that? You had to have. She had to see. If you got somebody coming in, you got to live around it. You can't get away. Now, when was it? Yesterday, you had somebody coming in to read the meter or something.
No, the hoof trimmer.
Yeah.
The horse. He's
yeah.
coming to trim the horse's hoof.
Yeah.
Bonnie's been wanting me to do this a long time, and I've made appointments, and these guys always break them. They never come up, never show. And I stay there waiting.
Yeah.
And somebody seems like somebody else is coming out there, too.
Yeah. I see that held her down. Just that horses, that old two-bit horses.
Yeah. Well, I could have left a note, I guess, and told him to help himself, but I don't know. I'm kind of afraid they'll walk off and you don't know who's coming. I've never met the fella. See, he's never been out there before. And I'm kind of afraid he'll walk off with everything, including the horse. So I thought I'd stay there.
There's
meet
a good,
him the first time.
Helstrom has a good man who comes out and keeps looks after that filly. And he worked on Faye's horses once, and he helped him.
I've never really watched him do this. I'm going to have to learn how because... I can't depend on anybody getting out there.
No.
And this horse really needs it bad.
He stumbles
every time she rides. And
And
he'll take his hoof and he'll paw that gate.
Yeah.
And paw it and paw it like
and
he's going to break it
and
down.
Break the hoof.
Yeah.
And split the hoof.
Yeah.
So he needs trimming pretty bad.
I'll tell you, this morning the vet came and got those little heifers. He didn't have time to do the cows. These are the gentlest bunch of heifers I've had, and they just about romped over me.
Oh, my.
I'm telling you, they was the roughest things I've had. He had to put that nose thing in but to hold them. Well, I never had to do that. And I don't think if I'd been up there, I still don't think I'd have had to. All I'd have done.
Well, you know all these vets anymore. That's their right arm.
Yeah.
That nose clamp.
Yeah.
I'd like to take the thing and just throw as far as I can throw it.
Yeah. They didn't speak to that. They didn't speak to the calf.
Who came out?
Bobby.
Anderson.
He's getting so busy. He's
yes. And then he brought this boy who. He's the one that puts his name.
I can't. And boy, that last time that he brought a boy out there, I told him, I said, you just leave that cow alone. I'll do it. I'll get her in there. And all I had to do was show her a bucket, and she'd walk right through there. He wanted to twist her tail off.
Yes.
And shoot her with a hot stick. And when he left, he did that with one cow, and I just stood back there and I watched, you know.
Yeah.
And he got that cow so mean, I can't do anything with her.
Yeah.
I can't. And she was real gentle.
That's what they do.
So I decided that was the last time that boy was coming out. When he did come out, the next time was Bobby Anderson.
Yeah.
That was the last time Anderson came out. But I didn't do that because of him. I did. I told the boy to leave the cow alone. But I didn't refuse to get Bobby Anderson anymore because of that incident. I did it because of having those 9 cows up there in the pen.
You know, the easiest handling my cows ever had was Marvin. Way back there, sometime or other, he hauled in some of the markets one night.
Uh-huh.
One morning. And that's where he started to work up there, wasn't it?
I believe Dr. Woods beats Marvin. This new vet that I have coming out there. Oh, he is so gentle. You think?
It's even close.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He charges a little more, I think.
He was with Angel. He's been out here. Nice-looking young man.
Yeah.
Real good-looking.
Sort of a little short and stocky. Right.
Black-haired.
No, he's sandy-haired. No, that's the other Woods.
Oh. Okay.
It's a younger fella. This guy is sandy-haired, almost a blonde color. Like Ricky. I want to keep calling him Alan. Every time I see him, I want to call him Alan.
Yeah.
Hey, you got that gate fixed pretty good, but you know what they did? They come down and took that gate out, put another one in, and he's got one there now. I don't think anybody can run into.
Yeah, this is
well. I'm telling you. Did you ever find the lake?
Oh yeah.
You did find it. But they got a gate there now. It takes 2 men to move it to get in. I'm going to have to run because I've got supper to get. Yet for
well,
the bunch, I don't have any idea what I'm going to have for the meal, and that's
Well, you do get a few. You don't have hot dogs or something.
I may have bread and butter tonight for supper. I don't know what I'm going to have, to tell you the truth. Is this your pen or mine? I believe it's yours.
Yeah. At least I got a vacant today.
Well, I want to come over and pay my respects to Patrick.
He'll
be there for a while.
You didn't need to come by. I would have been over there one of these days.
Say? We got this bowl for Johnny, you know, this Patrick for Johnny. Now, he's raising it for the FFA. All right, we told him that he paid for it by, you know, helping out with the hay and working there at the house. So he's got to show a big profit, you see, with this bowl. The more profit he does with the bowl, the better off he'll be graded for his FFA project.
Oh, I see.
So Dad and Mom's going to have to buy the bowl back when we want him for breeding, if we use. And I said, well, Johnny, you can deduct the $250. He said, oh, no. He says, remember, I worked for that. So we got to pay for his project. And that's not the worst of it. The worst of it is he wants to build a big fancy barn for that one bull. And he wants
to
fence in a whole big lot there just for the bull. He said, nothing else.
Well, you tell him he'd better make it big enough for some of those others, because Patrick don't want to stay with himself.
Yeah, well, I don't know. He thought about using that other one that looks like Patrick and
he's
making a steer of him and see which one comes out the best.
Mm-hmm.
Just experiment with the two.
Yes,
he
could do that.
Now, he's a quick grower, that other one is.
But I don't know whether we can afford two or not, because he's going to be really pouring the feed into Patrick, you see, to really push him and make him.
Well, you've got a lot of hay, and you've got some green grass out there.
That's the trouble. I don't have as much green grass as I'd like, because those heifers out there in front of the house, they've got to come out of that field, you know, where that millet was.
Yeah.
They've got to come out of there, and I don't know where I'm going to put them, because I got a big bull down there in there with the cows.
Yeah.
The little, the old bull that we had there, Santa Fe,
yeah.
We've got some Santa Fe. He's in the middle field, and those little ones are there. I don't know where I'm going to put the heifers.
That's the problem. That's my trouble, you see. I've got plenty of space, but I don't have the fences right.
Something really worries me that we may have to end up selling those heifers because of not having a place to put them.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to keep those 7 heifers.
Shirley, what high is your, that nice, that beautiful cow with the kidney trouble?
She won't drink that water. She won't drink that medicine. I tried to drench her with it, and she'll hold it down in here in her throat somewhere.
Whatever.
And then when I get through with her, she bends over, and out it comes.
Well, I thought a horse did that.
She's learned how to do it somehow or another. I pulled her tongue out to one side and drenched her with it, and I don't know where she holds it. And I'll hold her up there, you know, and hold her nose so she'll swallow. And put her head down, and she put her head down, and the old drains up. That cow that I tried to starve her for water to get her to drink that medicine, she wouldn't take it. So I called Dr. Woods, and he wasn't in, and I talked to Dudley. I don't like him at all, just from the conversation we had. But anyhow, he said, try putting raspberry jello in the water. I said, are you sure raspberry? Why couldn't I use orange or lemon or lime or something? He said, no, it's got to be raspberry. I said, well, she's just going out to pasture and find what water she can eat and what grass she can eat until I can get some raspberry jello. I didn't have raspberry. I had lemon, lime, strawberry. I had everything in the world but raspberry. He said, raspberry. It's got to be raspberry.
He's been out to a place?
No, I've never seen him.
Well, let me tell you, I used to have him all the time.
Doesn't
he? He just about killed me. He's sandy-headed from Texas.
Well, that's all you need. You don't even tell me no more.
And I'm telling you, if you want to do something to that bull out there, he'll do it single-handed. Oh, there's no end to what he can do. But he's such a pain in the neck. I don't know what it is. He baits me or something all the time. But I just got so I despised him.
Well, he was so expensive at one time. Oh, boy. Well, Woods used to be. And he and I had a very serious talk. And so now he comes out on his lunch hour to save me money.
Oh.
I'll give him a piece of cake or a glass of tea or something. But I'm not giving him a $5 bill, extra $5 bill, more than I paid Anderson to come out there. I said, you're not that much better than he is.
What kind of cake was pie was that we had for
God,
breakfast
quit talking
Sunday
about
morning?
That pie.
That was it. That burned us with a postum. We really
it was
sat
a
down.
Custard on, if I can remember
on
the pie. Because I made three pies that day.
Yeah.
One was a chocolate, one was a custard, and one was a chocolate and custard.
Oh, that black
bottle. No, this wasn't chocolate.
I believe you had the custard.
Yeah.
On a graham cracker crust.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Well, all of that was good.
It only takes about 20 minutes to make it. It's really, it takes your pie crust, you know, that graham cracker about 8 minutes to bake.
Yeah.
Or an hour to chill.
Let me tell you, Cheryl, whenever you make things like that, you just cut it and go around and put a piece here and there. Don't ever leave it out there in front, you see, because you just can't go and leave that.
You saw how Vernon left it.
Yeah, well,
I might as well leave it there because I don't care where I put it. He's going to go get it.
He's
going to see it. I got to hide it all over the house. Well, you ought to see the picnic that I have, trying to keep enough on hand for their lunches. I have to pack six lunches every morning.
Shirley.
Yeah, the five kids and Vernon.
Yeah.
And Johnny takes two sandwiches, Bonnie takes one, Danny takes two, Timmy takes one day and two the next, and Tommy takes two. And then I have to have a fruit, a fresh fruit, and usually I have a little can of this either pudding or fruit, you know, in the can, Del Monte. And then I have some cookies or something like that, and a stick of celery or carrots or something like this to go with it. Or a package of raisins or anything, you know, fill them up.
Yeah.
You know, I have to hide it. I can't put it the same place twice, and I'm running out of hiding spots.
Because I eat it before. Yeah.
I've taken it in my bedroom and putting it under my clothes in my bed, in my dressing drawers to hide it.
Sure.
Yeah.
And Grandma's just
bad. Another hiding place. I got a raincoat hanging in the closet, and I put it down in the pockets, and it's just raincoat. I gotta hide it all in the house, but I don't. A lot of times I forget where I hide it, 2 months later, find it.
Well, anyhow, at any rate, Shelley, you don't do like one of my old neighbors up in the Middle West used to do. He had a dairy, a one man dairy. I don't know how many cows he milked, maybe 15 at a time, you know, they freshen. And I used to eat with him all the time. And he never drank milk or used plain milk. He always used whole cream.
Mm.
And I can see him there now, you see, and he'd use that cream and then he'd wipe it off of his mustache. Hugh Hagenboer, I'm telling you, he lived well. I don't know how long he lived because when I left there, he was still had a good ways to go. But he sure lived well. Mm-hmm. And he knew it. That's the beauty
yeah.
of it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Now, he saw, he was up there, and he saw the end coming, you see. You know, any sort of business you're in, you can tell when you're... Well, you take the glasses business. You see, the little private man can't do it anymore. It's a chain that makes that, those eyeglasses now.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he saw the end of these little one-man dairies, and, but... I'm telling you, he didn't worry.
That's how what Uncle Colbert, he'd stay in it till his eye teeth fell out.
Yeah.
And try to make a go of it.
Yeah.
And it was unsanitary compared to the new modern buildings that were.
Oh, yeah.
And eventually he was put out of business.
Yeah.
But he had to be driven out of business. He wouldn't give it up.
Yeah.
But he had just enough money coming in as a. He run for county commissioner a year or two to make up for his expenses. He was in there, I think, 14 years as county commissioner. And his money from this kept his project going, you see, over there. He was making money at it.
Yeah.
But they kept trying to close down those little,
yeah.
little dairies.
Yeah.
He just fought them tooth and nail.
Yeah.
Give it up.
Yeah, just deliberately. Well, they was out to close them up.
But he used everything and anything that gave milk. And I don't care if the calf was an hour old or 3 days old, you're still using that milk. He used that fresh milk, and it's supposed to go to the calf, you know, for the first 3 days.
Oh.
And, but he'd use it. Anything he could make money on, he'd use it. Sometimes I think he even added water to it. I'm going to have to run, though. I got to...
Yeah.
Well, Shirley,
you gotta feed
your
brood.
Well, I gotta go out and feed my brood too.
There, bring him in here. Why, John?
Yes.
My Lord, these black eyed peas.
Black eyed peas.
Woo! Well, who's gonna pick all of them? I mean, who's
going to
shell
him? I don't know. He said, who's going to shell him?
Huh?
He said, who's going to shell him?
Yeah. Oh. Well, now that's the thing that counts.
Yes.
Is the shelling.
Yes, I'm sure right.
And I'll tell you.
You got your money?
Yeah, I'll get the money. How much I owe you?
75 cents.
Well, let me tell you, John Potts, he gets money. Tell me.
Yeah?
How many of these you got over there?
Ain't got but four little rolls. I fold the little stuff for people dinner, you know, and I run late because I don't want to care I'm nothing but I've done and picked the day before I go.
Yeah.
I picked it this morning and
yeah.
I'm running late. They said they wanted something for dinner today and I ain't going to get there. So they'll have it for dinner tomorrow. Huh?
You ain't going to have it supper tonight.
You're right. You're right.
Well, what did they expect you to do? Just
have them already, I reckon, and just come right on with them right then.
Just race around. How many customers you got over here, John?
I got a heap of them over here in Macon Open. Here, I go right by this colored girl on the hill. Is that them little pillar?
Yeah.
She buys a whole lot of stuff for me. Then I go on in to Macon Open.
Well, is she an old customer of yours?
Yes, sir. I've been going by there about 3 years now selling stuff.
Was that all?
Still have.
You
right
never...
Go right along that road there.
You never sold Miss Amy stuff?
Her right out there?
No. Down there where that girl is you're talking about. That's Miss Amy Walker's old house.
That'd be she said.
Well, she died, you know, and this girl moved in.
Yeah, that's right. That's what she said.
Miss Amy is my friend.
Yeah, the Lord is clear. I didn't know.
And you knew Miss Amy?
Yes, I knew her.
But she didn't buy much.
No, she never did buy much. That girl would buy it all the time, and she, after she moved there.
Yeah. Well, she had money in Miss Amy.
Miss Amy had some money, too. Didn't she?
Well, this girl works, you see.
Mr. Wimler asked me about you yesterday.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He was out there picking his okra and called me over on the phone and said he couldn't get his okra picked to come here and pick me and my wife.
Yeah.
We met there yesterday and helped him pick his okra.
Yeah.
Oh.
He got an okra patch
well,
right
why
there.
Why didn't you bring some over here?
Well, he didn't get but two crates and a half, and I didn't even ask him about none of it.
Oh. Well, why don't you get it yourself?
Feel right.
Oh, people eat okra.
Yeah, you know, I could have got some weight out of me. I reckon I could have got that half a crate anyhow, but I didn't ask him.
I never get enough okra.
No. Yeah, I figure. I didn't know that.
Yeah, everybody in my family likes okra.
Yeah, that I tell. I didn't know it. If I'd have known it, I'd have sure got some of it for you.
But raising that okra, that's what gets you. You know how it gets you.
Oh, all in your shirt and things. Singing and eating.
Yeah.
He said he planted that okra in August. It tore it from up to the top of that door.
I never saw it that big.
He said he planted it in August.
Yeah.
The full moon in August.
Yeah.
And that's the way it is.
Yeah.
And for the fall. You plant it the full moon in August for the fall. But when you plant okra for the spring, you plant it about full moon in February. Then you don't get a good stand. You had to go back and plant it again heap of time.
Oh, really?
On account of the cold. See, it's a hot weather plant.
Oh.
It won't grow in the cold weather.
Yeah.
But greens love cold weather.
They do.
The old greens grow better. The cooler it gets, the better they do.
Yeah.
Well, they were good greens you brought the other day.
Yeah, I'm glad they were. Yeah.
You know, that just made one little mess for three of us.
Yes, I could.
We didn't have too many, did we?
You're right.
I think you could have got a few more, Faye.
You're right. Well, I had one bunch with me today.
Yeah.
And I stopped by here to sell that second-hand furniture, you know, Yona?
Yeah.
After you pass on Macintosh?
Yeah.
I stopped there, and that lady seen them, and she took them. A big bunch. Just had one great big bunch left.
You'd have to hide them, wouldn't you?
Yeah, sure would.
Everybody wants them.
Sure would.
But now, you've got a lot of customers making okay.
Yeah, sir. There's a big white lady. She said she stayed by herself. But you know, she buy a mighty heap of stuff, but she got a daughter and a whole lot of little grandchildren stay right there next to her.
Yeah.
She buys a whole lot. She told me to bring her a half a crate of peanuts.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. So that's where I was headed.
Half a crate of peanuts?
Yeah. She said she got to boil them, put a little salt in them and boil them and sit down and eat them and drink plenty of water.
Yeah. Let me tell you. Yes. We've been out there messing with calves this morning, John. I weaned my calves.
Yeah.
And I made a mess of it.
Yeah.
The first night they got out, I put them out here. And my fences are rotten.
Oh, yeah.
And they just, one of them got through the fence and the rest of them followed.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
Back with the cows.
Oh, yeah, I see.
And you see, since then, wouldn't any fence hold them? They just learned how to go through the fence, haven't they?
That's right. They done learned it now pretty good. You had to put up a good amount to stop them.
You know what I've had to do?
No.
I've had to keep them in the corral. Did you ever hear of anybody weaning calves by keeping them in the corral?
No.
Now, that's pretty bad.
It sure is.
Well, now that's the way things have run down over here.
Yes, that's your right. You're right.
So if you ever feel sorry for yourself, you just think about me.
Yeah, sure. I had some little pigs and they went over to a fellow's house the other day. You know, my house ain't far from here. About three times the distance from here to that shed from my house.
Yeah.
My pigs went over there and really didn't bother the little pigs. So the old dog had about eight puppies. Pretty little, them collie dogs. And the old dog went over and the little puppies followed over there. Some children come by and you know the man give the other man all my puppies? Told the man he could have them. The man carried them home. I seen the puppy come around the house and I went up to his house. I said, where did you get that puppy? He said, Mr. DeWeese give them to me. I said, what you say? Yeah, he give them to me down the other day. They give me four of them. I said, they're my dogs. He said, you can get them back and I said, yours. I didn't know. He just told the children they could have them. So my little boy come from school and come out and brought all of them back home.
Well, I'll be that bright. Your neighbor give away
my dog. Give away my puppies.
Your puppies?
Yeah, so give them away.
Well,
that's pretty rough.
He was really watching out for you, wasn't he?
He sure was. I was going to work and I come in, I didn't see no puppies nowhere. I see the old dog is whining and going on around there, you know.
Yeah.
Reckon she missed the puppies.
Yeah. Let me tell you, this fella brought a mule here the other day. His name was Ada. A fella down in McIntosh.
Yes.
Mac somebody had raised that mule and she was 27 years old.
Yes, sir.
And he put the mule over yonder and left it. He wanted to put the mule in here, but what he does is bring animals over here for me to take care of.
Yeah.
So he put it over there in that little trailer place, and the mule got out and walked up the road, ride straight up the road and come in this lane.
Yeah, sure.
And I was driving out, and there was Ada. And so I stopped and just walked on up and spoke to her. About that time, she saw Faye back up towards the house, and she lit out to talk to Faye.
Sure.
And she just stayed up around the house all day.
Nobody could, yes, sir.
And he got all the equipment to go with her, a plow and a collar and
sure.
A lot of things. Now, you don't garden much.
I'm pretty good sometimes. Pretty good.
But you use a tractor.
No, I ain't got no tractor, nothing, no. I had an old tractor, but it been giving me so much trouble, I was getting sold old thing. Thought I was going to get me another, and I ain't run up on there another pretty good one yet.
Well, you see, Ada didn't work.
Yeah, sir.
And she just remembered family. She'd come in here and
yes, sir.
Behave herself.
Sure right.
You could plow a lot with that mule.
Yes, sir, sure right.
You never handled a mule, though.
Yes, I have. That's the first thing I started off. I made more money when I was plowing with a mule than I make over with a tractor.
Yeah.
I'd make more stuff.
Yeah.
With a mule.
It sure
did.
Right?
It sure did. I used to plow one of them things.
Well, it sure cost less to buy a mule.
Yeah, sure. I reckon I better go carry through these peas. I hate to run like that, but.
They're not good if they stay over.
What, peas?
Yeah, you have to shell them pretty soon.
Yeah, that's the way I do them. You shell them out. My wife can shell. She'll shell a crate of peas before I could go from here to McIntyre's and back to see my neck. She'd be done shell a crate.
Oh, you mean she?
I ain't got. I'm just running on the modded gate. She'd be done shell a whole crate, done shell them out and everything, have them ready.
Is that right?
She can shell them.
Is that right?
Well, now you have these black-eyed peas, and then you have something else, a pink.
Pink eye. It looked like a black eye, but it got a red eye instead of a black eye.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh. That's some of them out there.
Well, when you all get through over there, you all come back by here and bring your wife, and we'll shell these peas.
Yeah, so get over here. These people might be done leave home, and they think I ain't coming, ain't reckon?
Yeah.
You know how some folks is. Yeah, he just told a tale, he ain't coming.
Faye, you're out of pears.
Yeah.
You got some more pears?
Yes, I got 2 bushels. Got 2 bushels out there now.
You have?
Yes, sir.
Well, I could use some later, I think. Right. Bring them back later. I mean, some over the weekend.
Well, you better take them while you can get them. Take one now and one later.
I just take one now, then.
All right. Let me see if I get him out of here. I feel my age getting on me.
Oh, it's just your disposition.
Yeah.
I'll swap baskets with you. You won't have to change them.
All right.
Yeah. Just got a few there.
This round 900 channel 2. I don't know what it is. Right or over. This the end of the visit with John Turner. This says the 21st of September 72. Just a little bitty short one, 10 minutes maybe. This is channel 2 or something around 900 or later. And the end of the visit with John Turner. Rick talked to Ms. Turner out in the car. This is the 21st of September, 72.